أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am very happy that I have started my second program and second lecture, which is about the seerah of the great prophet, peace be upon him. Today I will start about this matter, and I will talk with you, brothers and sisters, and those who are following this program, about this matter, that how should we start our social communication. It is an important subject that we should understand it at first, and the second, we should try to practice that as we are social being, and mankind, they are social being. So how should they start their communication in the society? Let's give you a short introduction about this matter, and then we will start and we will talk about the seerah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter. The introduction is this, that you know there are different kind of culture in the world. I mean that there are different societies in the world, that every society has their own culture, and they practice and work according to their cultures and according to their norms which are in their cultures. Some of the people, when they come to each other in some of the culture, in some of the society, they start their first beginning and their first communication by saying and telling some special words. While some of the people, and they are doing in the other manner, maybe you have watched in some of the films, or you have watched some programs in the televisions, or you have gone to the cinema and you have watched some things, some films there. So there you understood and you watched some of the programs and some of the films, that the people, when they come to each other, either they bow their head and they respect each other's, or some of them, they put their hands on their chest, and by this action, they show their respects and they start their first communication. And some of the people maybe take off their head, and by this action, they start their first communication. But in Islam, they have a special word for this manner and for this first step of social communication, that as we know, that is salam. Even your native language is English or Arabic or Urdu or Turkish or Persian, whatever is your native language, when you come to each other, so you do salam, and it is a word which has come from Arabic language, means peace upon you. It is a greeting. It is the first step of social communication that is in Islam and has special roles in Islam. So I will talk about this matter which is important in Islam, and there is many hadiths and many narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about the salam, which has special rules. First of all, I would like to tell you about the salam. that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he emphasized and he advised all the people, O people, when you come to each other, so before talking any word, so you should do salam. And it is the first step of communication according to the saying of Prophet, peace be upon him. Even there is some narrations from Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, if someone come to you and say and talk some other things, so you should not answer him till he start salam, until he gave salam to you. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, says, مَنْ بَدَأَ بِالْكَلَامِ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ فَلَا تُجِيبُوهُ. O people, if someone comes and talks with you while he did not do and did not offer salam to you, so you should not answer him. Let him that he at first should do salam, and after the salam, you should talk about the matters that you want. So one thing which is very important in the seerah of the great Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet, when he was coming to the others, he was the person who begins and who says salam to the others. And it shows the humility of our Prophet, peace be upon him. And again, as it is in narrations, in hadith which come, it shows that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was doing salam without any discriminations. I mean that when he was facing to a person who was very poor, he was doing salam and he was giving this greeting to him the same manner as he was giving this greeting to a person who was rich and well-to-do. And again, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was giving salam to those people who were very poor, and even to the children. In that time, as it came in the history, the people used to give salam to the old men and to young men, but they did not use to give salam to the children, and because the people were very proud, and they said that it is our disrespect that we should offer salam to those who are small and they are not young enough and they are teenagers and they are children yet. But our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was giving salam even to the children, and he was addressing to the people, and he was saying to the people, O people, I do salam and I gave the salam to the children, and I will never stop it, and continuously I will do it till it should be a tradition and norms after me. And the people who come after me, and they should do it. And it's not a disrespect thing. And the children, they have the personality, and they have the soul, and they have all the things, and they are infant, and they are sinless. So it is our job, and it is very good manner that we should offer the salam to those children also. Let me give you a short story about this matter, which shows the seerah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his practical life, that this is a small story, and the narrator of this story is a person by the name of Anas. Anas says, I was very small, and I was a child, and I was playing with some other boys who were like me, and we were playing together in a place. Then once a prophet, peace be upon him, passed by us. When a prophet passed by us and saw us that we are busy with our playing, our prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Oh children, salam to you." And he did salam upon us. Assalamu alaikum ya Subyan. Oh children, salam to you. And then Anas says that when we heard the warm voice of our prophet, peace be upon him, we become very happy and we answered the salam of the prophet, peace be upon him. It is our prophet, and he is a great man, that he is very kind and gentle, even with those who are children. So we should obey the example of our prophet, and we should obey his saying, it was our prophet, peace be upon him. And as I told you, he was doing salam even with those who were poor men, and they did not have enough wealth. But our prophet was doing salam to them also. And he said to the people, "You do salam with those who are poor, and it makes no matter. And it is very good." And again, there is a special role for the salam. And you know that it comes in the hadith from our prophet, peace be upon him. Our prophet said that a person who starts salam, and he is the beginner of the salam, he gains a lot of rewards from the Almighty Allah. And there is a hadith which says, لِلْبَادِئِ تِسْعَ وَسَبْعُونَ حَسَنَةً. Those who begins and starts the salam, it has 69 rewards. While the person who returns the salam and answers the salam, he gains and receives only one reward. So it means that we should start and we should be the beginner of the salam. And it is very good that we should be the beginner of the salam. Again, as it is came in the narration of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he says that, "O people, O believers, when you do salam and when you start salam, it is mustahab and it is better to do. But if you did not say salam and tell salam, so again you did not commit any sin and you will not be punished in the hereafter. But the answer of the salam is necessary and obligatory. It is wajib. And you should do that. And you should give the answer." And again, as it came in the hadith and also in the practical life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was doing that. And the answer should be better than the one who starts the greeting. So it is the verse of the Holy Quran also. Almighty Allah says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. It means that when a person comes and a person offers a greeting, then the answer should be better than that greeting. Or you return the greeting equally. Our Prophet was doing in his life the same case. And it is a narration from one of the Imam who says that Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to give the answer better than the salam. If a person came and entered on the Prophet, peace be upon him, and was saying, "Salamu alaik," Prophet used to say, "Alayka salam wa rahmatullah." But when a person came and says, "Salamu alayk wa rahmatullah," then our Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to say, "Alayka salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh," because of this verse of Holy Quran. So it is the first step that we should do salam. But the communication will not stop here, and it will be continued. So after that, the second step, as it came in the seerah of Prophet, peace be upon him, then our Prophet used to shake hand. So shaking the hand, which in Arabic says musafaha, so it is the second tradition of our Prophet and also in Islam. And there is a lot of hadiths, a lot of traditions from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says that when you come to each other, so after the salam, you should not stop your communication. You should continue. And then after that, you should take the hand of your brother. And you should shake the hand. And it means that you want to continue your communication. Again, there is a narration from Jabir, he says that once I came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet, he started the salam and gave the salam, and then I gave the answer. And after that, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he took my hand and shook my hand warmly and kindly and said, "Oh Jabir, you should narrate this hadith and tell this hadith to other people also, to the other believers also, that when you shake the hand, Almighty Allah will send and will reveal His mercy to you, and the blessing of Almighty Allah will come to you." So why you should not shake the hand of your Muslim brother and the hand of your believers? And you should do it. And when you do it, then the people will be very kind, and day by day, the love will be increased among the people. So it is a very good thing that you should do after the salam. And the communication will not be stopped here. So we should go further. And what should we do after the shaking of the hand? And you know that shaking of the hand has, it is a special rules, and it is a norm which is in Islam. But you know that men with men, they can shake their hands. And men with those who are mahram, and they are very close relatives, again they can take their hands. But those who are as we say in Arabic, na-mahram, and also in Persian we say na-mahram, so they are not allowed to take their hands, and it is haram, and it is forbidden, and they should not do that. While in some of the cultures, unfortunately, when a na-mahram and ghayr-mahram, and they also take the hands of each other, while it is forbidden in Islam, and we should obey the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him. As we say, we are Muslim. So when we are Muslim, so we should follow the Muslim teachings also. So it is the second step that a Muslim will do for their social communication. But after that, will come the time of embracing each other. That in Arabic says mu'anaqa. When you do salam, and then after that you take the hand of your brother, and the third step, there will be embracing. And again, there is a special rules for embracing, and there is emphasis of the Prophet, peace be upon him, about the embracing, that when you come to each other and you are Muslim and belong to Muslim community, so you should embrace each other. When you do it, then Almighty Allah will send His mercy to you. and the blessing of Almighty Allah will be revealed upon you. So why you are escaping from the blessing of Almighty Allah and from the rewards of Almighty Allah and from the mercy of Almighty Allah? So Allah likes and loves the mu'min and loves the believers that they should do these things in these roles. Again, I would like to tell you a short story and also from the practical life of our great Prophet, peace be upon him. I will bring a tradition from his life. And you know that Ja'far, he was the brother of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, in the very beginning of the Muslim history, on that time the Muslim in the Mecca, they were under the punishment of the unbelievers. So Ja'far with some of his friends and some of the Muslims, they went from his country and they left his country and they went to the Habasha. While in the Habasha, there were Christian people and they were living there. But after some times that they lived there, they came back to the Mecca. When our Prophet, peace be upon him, heard this news that the Ja'far came and entered the Mecca, he became very happy. And then he stood up and as it came in the hadith, in the seerah, then he took 12 steps and welcomed the Ja'far and did the salam and took his hand. And after that, he embraced the Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. And he cried. That was cry of joy and happiness. And then he kissed between his two eyes and said, "O Ja'far, you welcome in your country, in your home." So it means that it was the seerah of our Prophet. And today, in this lecture, in this lesson, you can say, we talked about the beginning of the social communication, that how should a Muslim people should communicate with each other. First of all, they should do the salam, and the second, they should shake the hands, and the third, they should embrace each other. And this is the first steps for the starting the social communication. And God willing, we will continue this lesson in this lectures. In the next lecture, we will talk some other things, and we will bring some narrations and some stories from the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Thank you very much. As you have watched this program, and inshallah, we will continue this program.